32.
Life didn't always go the way I planned for it to, and that's all right. It turned out better than I could have hoped.
Charles was excited about getting to his inventory. In speaking things through with Eric, he discovered that one of the pictures in it was the symbol for a spell book that awarded a random spell. More specifically, a random spell he could learn. Charles rubbed his hands together in anticipation before pulling it out and opening it up.
"Please teach me the fly spell."
Similar to his experience at the Mage's Guild, the words and motions for the spell appeared like a dream in his head guiding him.
"Tornado."
Description: summons a tornado for 1 minute plus skill level seconds. Does 30 wind AoE DPS. Charles could only press his lips together bitterly as he walked towards the cellar door.
"Not only is the spell not what I wanted, but the description is useless."
As he made it to the cellar, he started taking the junk out of his inventory to dump. The cellar entrance was two worn wooden doors that opened out to reveal a rickety wooden staircase. At the bottom, Charles could just barely see a dirt floor that seemed to lead away into darkness.
"I ain't going down there. Just gonna dump my stuff right here."
He wasn't scared of the dark. No, he was a bit apprehensive of the stairs, though.
"Ring of Elemental Infusion. Rare. Adds 30 random elemental damage to all attacks. Item level 33. Level requirement 20. Durability 10,000.
Description: carved from a mana stone and dipped in the elements, this ring is an adventurer's good luck charm. When confronted with an elemental being, automatically adds the opposing element to attack rolls and reduces elemental damage by 10%.
"Garbage glowing ring? Worthless."
Charles tossed the thing down the steps and watched it melt into the floor.
"Add ring of elemental infusion, rare, to dungeon loot table? Yes, no."
The screen didn't surprise him, as Eric had warned that it would happen. Even gave him advice on what to do, but Charles didn't take notes and didn't find it worth remembering at the time. Charles paused. He had been bitten a few times in the past by clicking yes on something he shouldn't have. He hesitantly read through the question again to determine if it was asking him to purchase an auto warranty or refinance his home. It wasn't entirely clear, but he didn't think the game would do something like that because of the melted ring. It was only after he was almost positive it wasn't an advertisement, he clicked yes.
"Sure, whatever that means. Go away, screen."
The ring turned into a glowing puddle and melted into the floor as soon as he pressed yes.
"Must have been the right choice."
"Viper King Venom. Rare. Plus 400 poison damage when applied. 70% chance of activating ongoing poison damage, 100 per second, on hit. Uses, 4 strikes. Applications, 10. Item level 70. No level requirement. Uses: apply to weapon. If used in food, double damage if ingested. Description: extract from a Viper King's venom sac."
"Poison? Not for me."
"Add poison damage to dungeon traps? Yes, no."
Charles hit yes again. When the screen went away, the vial of green liquid turned blue as it disappeared into the floor as well. Charles started to smile.
"This is easy.
Dimensionally infused mithril ore. Legendary. 2,132 units.
It was weird watching a waterfall's worth of shiny metal tumble down the stairs. The sound was near deafening.
"Would you like to add ore as an ore vein or loot drop?"
Charles didn't know what either of those things meant, so he used the tried and true method of picking the first option and squinting. When the screen went away, he knew he picked right.
"Dead man's coin, 38 units. Use: summons the closest angry specter to fight on your behalf. Consumed after use."
The coins scattered down the stairs, some rolling further down the hallway at the bottom.
"Would you like to apply Dead Man's Coin as a trap or add them to the loot table?"
Because it worked last time, Charles immediately picked the first option. This time, though, when the screen went away, it instead popped up with a three-dimensional image of a cave system, an image that Charles couldn't make heads or tails of. He tried poking it to see if it would go away, but the image started slowly turning in a circle. When Charles tried to slap it back, it spun the other way with incredible speed.
"Damn thing!"
Charles tried grabbing it with both hands, but it just started spinning end over end.
"What is this? Already robbed by a book, and now I get some sort of... I don't even know what this is. Is this a slot machine?"
With no visible lever and a massive, colorful hologram spinning wildly in front of him, Charles was at the end of his rope. Until he noticed a little red button on the bottom left that said, "Cancel?" With no hesitation whatsoever, he pressed that button. The thing quickly disappeared, and a massively relieved Charles saw only two options again.
"Would you like to apply Dead Man's Coin as a trap or add them to the loot table?" "I'm not falling for that trap again. I've got to be careful. It said it was a trap right there, and I didn't even read the thing."
Charles only had a few more items in his inventory to purge, but considering recent events, he felt he had done enough for one day. Charles dusted off his hands, closed the cellar up, and was turning away when he saw a group of young adventurers being led by the knight and wizard.
"Hello, honored elder,"
the wizard called as they walked up.
"We have gotten off on the wrong foot. I came by to apologize and see if we could do a dungeon dive in your cellar."
"Dive in my cellar?"
Charles asked.
"I better not have a water leak down there."
Horrible memories of a flooded basement began to plague his thoughts. The soaked boxes, the number of things that couldn't be salvaged, the time spent trying to save what could be saved, and worrying over the drainage pump. It was a nightmare. The knight spoke up.
"Sir, what my friend meant is we want to explore the dungeon there, kill a few giant rats, collect some treasure, that kind of thing."
That brought even worse memories.
"Eh? Did you say I have rats in my cellar?"